Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to agricultural marketing and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. The Zimcast is the official podcast of Zimcom Marketing and Communications. We're publishers of AgWired. That's the only blog dedicated to agricultural marketing. Each week we feature a fresh topic and interview with the people that are doing the work. You can now also find the Zimcast on Coolcast Radio at coolcastradio.com. This week I interviewed one of the Cow Parade artists. What's a cow parade, you ask? Well, you might remember the cow statues planted all over Chicago a few years ago. That was a public art event that's grown into cow exhibitions all over the world. It's sponsored in part by the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board, and you can find out all about it at www.cowparade.com. Their latest show is still going on in Wisconsin and was timed to coincide with World Dairy Expo, the world's largest dairy show, and one that you can find out all about on our sister website, World Dairy Diary, at www.wdexpo.org. Anyway, here's my interview with one of the cow artists who was painting his cow parade cow in his booth at the show.
With me in this interview is an artist who is in the process of painting a cow here at World Dairy Expo, and that is Stephen, how do you pronounce your last name?
Kozar.
Kozar. Stephen Kozar. Tell us about yourself first. I know you're an artist, obviously, but tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from.
Well, I live in McFarland, right outside of Madison. Lived in Dane County here since 1987. It was my dream to be an artist and to live in Wisconsin. I grew up in northern Illinois. I used to come up here to go hiking and camping, and I just loved it. And I always wanted to do something about it. I wanted to paint it or at least live here, but I combined both. I lived here and I make paintings.
Well, you're painting a cow now, and I think it would be interesting to learn how you came about doing this and the process to get there.
It was kind of a weird thing. I mean, I have to keep telling everybody who's stopping to watch me that, you know, see this wall of artwork over here? That's what I normally do. Normally I paint paintings. I don't paint cows. But the Milk Marketing Board approached me with this idea, and it was a really good chance to participate in a big public art event. These cow parades have been very successful all over the world, and so they're doing it right. They're doing a really good job with this show, and so I really wanted to be a part of it. Plus, if anybody was going to paint Wisconsin, I wanted it to be me, because that's what I do best. I really do. That's my favorite thing, and I didn't want somebody else to get the job.
Now, you're putting a particular painting on this cow. Can you talk about the process that you're going through and where the design came from, too?
Well, that's a good question, because I agreed to do this, and I said, I don't want to have to give you an idea ahead of time, because I don't have enough time to come up with a proposal. Just trust me, okay? And they said, okay, we will. The other artists don't get that privilege, but I did. And what I did was I took this scene that you see in the easel over here, a painting I already did, and that was the starting point. So I painted something similar, and then after I got rolling on it, it was a lot easier to just continue with the rolling hills. And actually, what's very interesting, this side you're looking at here, these are cows that I took slides of on a real hillside a long time ago, actually outside of the town of Plain. But the other side is cows that I took digital pictures of when I got here Tuesday. So they're actual cows from the Dairy Expo, and so they're beautiful cows, and so I'm incorporating them into the painting. So it's when it's all done, it's going to look like a typical Wisconsin farm scene with cows grazing all around.
How long does it take to do this kind of a project?
I don't know, because I'm not done yet. I think I'll have it done in a week or two.
When did you start?
Well, I started when they wanted to have this press conference to announce this event. Mm-hmm. I told them there's no way I can get this done in time, but maybe I can get it half done. And they actually thought that was a good idea. In fact, they liked it so much they said, why don't you come and actually paint it during the press conference? So that's what I did. I was up there on the Capitol Square painting this cow, which was a little weird. But so I did that 2 months ago, and then I haven't touched it since. Now I brought it here, and I've been working on it all week. By the end of Saturday, I hope to have it at least close to being done, but I think I'll have to work on it some more back home.
See, I saw the wet paint, please don't touch, after hours, and I thought, well, there's a unique way to just keep people's hands off of your artwork.
Yeah.
But in reality, you do have wet paint on it here at the show because you're painting it while people are coming through.
Well, it's acrylic paint, and it does dry pretty quickly, so that's just a safety precaution. Most of the parts are already dry. The paint is actually not the normal paint I use. I always paint in watercolor or oil paint, so this has been a new opportunity for me to try doing acrylics. And actually, I'm enjoying it. It's a new challenge.
When you're done and this cow has to be put on display or moved, is there any special final treatment that's done over top of the paint
there
to protect
is.
It?
Yeah, they actually use some kind of a clear coat. It's got to be a really good weatherproof, a clear coating, because once they put it on display, it'll be outside, and they anchor the bottom somehow so that it can't get blown over. I'm a little concerned about the vandalism problem. I guess some cities that have done this have had a problem with it, and I hope that Madison is different.
What will happen with this cow once you're completed? We were talking earlier, and tell us what will happen to it, and then what the money raised will be used for.
The event, I'm not sure if all the cows go up for auction or certain ones do, but at least some of them, if not all of the cows, will be available at an auction, which will be at the conclusion of the event, and all the money raised will go towards the new children's hospital being built here in Madison. And I have a feeling this is going to raise a lot of money, so I'm really happy about that.
Anything else about the project that you think people would be interested to know?
I'll tell you this, mine will probably be a little different only because I'm approaching this purely as a painter. And so mine is going to be an actual painting. The focus is on the painting itself. I know a lot of the cows are going to be really wacky. Mm-hmm. Mine isn't wacky. I think it's still enjoyable. I get a lot of smiles from people. But actually, some of the people use additional fiberglass and they make costumes around the cows. That's not my thing. But hopefully they'll enjoy the paint, because honestly, not very many people paint the way I do anymore. It's kind of a lost art. So I think people really do appreciate it.
I think many of them also get cute names. Will yours have a name?
Yeah, mine is called Where the Cows Are. And actually, I was introduced at the press conference, and I was introduced as Stephen Cowzar. So I don't know if that was a good idea naming. It was supposed to be.
Does that mean you're the cow czar?
Hey, now that's a good. Yeah, I am. I am now officially. I've been dubbed.
Yeah.
The press has dubbed me the Cowzar.
All right, well, thank you very much, Steve Cowzar, and doing a fascinating project here at World Dairy Expo, painting one of the cows that will be in the cow parade. And with this report, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.